where we find Mr. Willie J, who's in for a cordial order today. Thanks for joining us. Willie, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, bro. Kia ora.
Thanks very much. Well, obviously, we've got layoffs left, right and centre. Plenty of big words coming out from the government. Firstly, as a former Minister of Māori Affairs, and someone who's proud that we were able to stop the racist legislation that allowed challenges to the establishment of Māori wards, Willie. Obviously, this mob are turning their backs on that. What's your initial reaction to that U-turn?
Oh, no surprise that in terms of what they're going to do. They've already signalled it. It's just sad, disappointing. But we've got to just keep fighting this sort of nonsense. You know, they've got a clear anti-Māori mandate. It's ironic because we have treaty settlements yesterday and we had the Taranaki Maunga one, and we spoke in that. And Māra Okaro, who's my old mate, former MP, him and I went to Parliament in 99, and co-mātua now for Taranaki, he said to me, does everybody support this? He was quite shocked, really. So, and you know, at one level, they're you know, sort of booting every Māori thing to touch. But at least at that level, there's a unanimity with regards to supporting the treaty settlements through Dale. It's quite ironic, given their anti-Māori strategy so far. You know that, you know, you look at what's happening in Fast Track, Māori Health Authority, all those sort of areas, Te Reo Māori. But at least in one area, they're holding fast in terms of treaty settlements. So that's a relief for us anyway.
Yeah, I thought so too. Actually, when Claudette said that ACT wholeheartedly supported it, it seemed like mixed messaging to me. I can't quite understand where they're coming from.
Well, you know, can you believe it? When we were talking about our Maunga and Taranaki being given, you know, same sort of identity status as a human being, you never think someone like Seymour would support that, would you? You know, because that's our tupuna and our ancestor, and it's been given the special iconic status identity. And wonderful, wonderful, really, because it recognises the relevance of a Maunga in terms of Māori culture. And really proud that we've been able to do that, and past national governments have supported that kaupapa too, but you'd never think this coalition would support this. And then out of the blue, you've got them all saying, oh no, this is wonderful, you know. This is wonderful how we've got the this, you know, and I said so in the House. You wouldn't believe it, would you? Given all the rhetoric from the other side, that they would support this. But we were 100% behind it yesterday, which, and I congratulated the House on that, and all parties, even that dirty rotten neck party, you know. So we can come together sometimes, I suppose, Dale.
Yeah, it would seem. Hey, I was just noting the Wahine was Rectus Day of 1968, but in 1973, I was 13, I guess you might have been 12, mate, it was Norman Kirk who said, no, there's too much heat on here. We've got no alternative but to cancel the Springbok tour, which in 1981 was allowed, and we saw the images unfold as they did. I know you're strong as pro rugby guy back then, Willie J, but what do you think it said of Norman Kirk, or therefore of the Labor Party's attitude towards apartheid, and the decision taken this day back in 73?
Well, what it said was you had a very brave Prime Minister in Norman Kirk, who could see almost, you know, what could happen if the Boks were invited to New Zealand. And they predicted civil unrest back in 73. And you're quite right, when I was 12 years old, the last of what I wanted to see was a Springbok tour, because I had no idea of politics when I was 12, believe it or not, Dale. So, and you know, so you wonder what the hell was happening. And but when Norman Kirk shut it down, it was incredible, really, because those relationships between South Africa and the All Blacks were so huge and monumental, and that was and still is the clash of the titans in the rugby world. And in 1970, we had toured South Africa, which was when I first fell in love with rugby. Brian Williams was a star, first you know, Sam wanted to tour South Africa. along with we had three Māori at the time who were who went on that tour. I'm just remembering now was Sid Going, Blair Furlong, and Buff Milner, Henare Milner from Ngāti Kurau. So they were the three Māori who went on the tour with Brian Williams, and they were given honorary white status. That's how they went into South Africa in 1970. 73, Norman Kirk cancelled the tour, and in 76, we went across to South Africa and toured again, and then in 81, the box came here, and it was a total bloody war, wasn't it? So it was civil war. We had Merata Mita did her Patu documentary on the 81 tour. So what? Back to your question, it showed you what great leader and what great foresight Norman Kirk had. And sadly died not long after that, eh? And his time as Prime Minister, died as a Prime Minister, but a man who saw that there was just too much unfairness and too much injustice, and cancelled that 73 tour. So, you know, it is right to note that today is the day when, back in history, that was cancelled, which was 51 years ago, right?
Exactly, Willie. Thanks very much. Your mate and political advisor, Winston Peters, how do you think he's faring on the international stage?
Well, he should stay there, really. You know, because he should stay overseas, because he does his best work over there, doesn't he? I mean, you know, you got to give it to him. He's saying all the right things, as he normally does, if I'm being fair, as a foreign minister. You know, he excels in that area, Dale, because it doesn't matter whether he's with those mongrels from National or that coalition government, or he's with us. He is our most experienced operator in that area. So no surprises in terms of him giving a good address overseas and in terms of addressing that terrible situation with regards to what's happening with Palestine at the moment, and so I'm not surprised, and that's why they should set up a permanent office for him over there. You know, he does his best work overseas, definitely not here. Okay.
And fair enough too. Hey, just finally, media layoffs, nervous times. I mean, hey, there are jobs being lost left, right and centre, so media shouldn't feel like it's just them under the pump. But even so, these are people's livelihoods. This is our food on the table. What are some of your thoughts about what's happening in the media?
Well, it's terrible what's happening, but it's a consequence of what's happening in the environment. You know, we've got such a changing world in terms of the media, changing audiences, reduce funding resources. It's a terrible situation. So when you have that happening, you've got to have a government who's thinking quickly. What can we do? How can we address the situation? How can we help without obviously putting in government finances? Because, you know, this is a terrible time in terms of cost of living, right? So we can't just put money in, and we can't. But equally, we can't just give up. So, you know, you've got to come up with ideas. What can you do? Can you facilitate business? Can you broker business relationships? Can you come together? Like, and can TVNZ work with News Hub? You know, is the way of attracting funding and resourcing in? Should we get a digital bargaining bill up, which I introduced, you know? So it's not give up time. It's about, you know, thinking, well, what can we realistically do and pull together, knowing that it's an incredibly tough time, because, you know, you really can't invest government money right now into projects. But that doesn't mean to say you can't be nimble on your feet and start thinking outside the square box. You just can't give up like the broadcasting minister has and this government has.
Tēnā koe, Willie. Kia pai tō wiki. Thanks very much for your time today. Mauri ora.
Kia ora.
Thanks very much. Kia ora.